Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Shevichyu. And that's Befrat. And also for Reb Chaim Yitzchak Ben Freda Fegaleya. Shavu for Shalem of Asach Shachol Yisrael. He is sick with the virus. And also Rav Avram Yosef ben Moshe Chaim ben Chana for Shleima, Sar Levas Rivka for Shleima, and for Reb Noach ben Chayaliba, Yosef ben Rachel who have the virus, and that's B'sol Shar Koch Israel, and we should have Yeshua Gedola for Kol Olam Kulo. This shiur is going to be based on the Torah of Moreinu Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal. And a number of times Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Rav Hutner, was chozer al divrei Yerushalmi. She'ein omrim shira al gemar ha-Yeshua. We only say a shira when the Yeshua ends, when we have a complete Yeshua. It says, ki gamal alai. Ashira la-Hashem ki gamal alai. That I sing to Hashem because of what he was gomel, because of what he gave to me, because of what he bestowed upon me. That's when Ashira, only when he gave it to me. But not before. And therefore, we don't say shira on the night of the 15th of Nisan, because Gemara Gulas Mishal Yisrael was only on Shvi Shel Pesach. And therefore, we don't say Shira on Leil Tesvav, because the Gemara Gulas Mishal Yisrael was only on Shvi Shel Pesach, so it didn't finish. That we say Halil, that's a different word. That's not Midin Shira, like a regular Shira. That is, as the Farshim explained, that's when you experience something great, so then you sing. Mamish being there, but that's what we experience Leil Tesvav. But the general rule of saying Shira on Yeshua, and that's we don't have to make a bracha on it, and we say it sitting down. It's not a classical Shira that we would say like Hallel, but on the seventh day, that's when we have the Gemara Geula, and then we have the classical Hallel. So that's the Shira that we say be Gemara Gulasim Shal Yisrael. So we'd like to explain Lama Be'emes Ba Gemara Gulasim Ma'aseh Shel Kriyas Yamsuf. Why is the Gemara Gula Shel Yisrael dafka in the Maisa of Kriyas Yamsuf? Why dafka Kriyas Yamsuf? So we'd like to explain a Yisod, the Emuna. The world is created by Asara Ma'amaros. Now the world includes millions of creatures. And these Asara Ma'amaros are only talking about 10 different inyanim. What's Pshat Asara Ma'amaros in this world of millions and billions? The answer is that we have to know that Ma'amaros are B'chinas elements, the Yesodos. Those are the Ma'amaros. The other Nevraim are compounds from these elements. So you have the Asara Ma'amaros, which are the elements, and then you have the other Nevraim, which are compounds of these elements. And just like in Osios, you can be Mitzarev, Kominate, Serufim, you can connect Osios in many different ways, make all these different types of words, many, many different permutations. So too, we were created Al Yidei, Seiruf, Osios, Shel Echad Ma'amaros. Each mimer has many different Seirufim. So the different Seirufim, the mimer can create many different things. So you have 10 Ma'amaros, those are the elements, and then from that, they come together in many different ways. They can be used in many different forms, and that's how everything else was created. We don't know how, but it's clear that there was no special maimer for Bria's Hadam. But it was included in one of the maimers. That's how we have blood. So now we have to know that in all the makas, there wasn't a bittul of the maimer of Asara maimers. Makas Dam, Sfaradeh, etc. They are Pol and the Tseiruf and the hair cave of the maimers. But then I'm a vatal, the etzem maimer. When we had the Aseres HaMakos, so it might have dealt with the different compounds, the Murkavim, but it doesn't change the etzem yisodos. It doesn't change the elements of the mamar. Those are the Asara, those are the Eser Makos. The Eser Makos dealt with the compounds, but not with the elements. And that's all until Kriyas Yamsuf. This Kriya was a bittul of the maimer of the third day, Yikavu HaMaim, etc., Makom Echod. This nes was pulled the etzem ha-maimer, v'lorak b'tzeirov shel oisiyas ha-maimer. So this nes was pulled in the maimer itself, not just in the letter of the maimer, but what does the maimer say? The maimer says, one of the maimerim, all the water should come to one place. Comes Kriyas Yamsuf, and then mamish goes to the root. It goes to the very maimer itself and changes it. It's pulled the etzem ha-maimer, and not just the how the letters were arranged. And therefore, we need a special pu'ul of netiyas yad Moshe acharkach alayam. We need a special pool of Moshe to bring the Yam back to the way it was. Whereas when the Jewish people passed the Jordan in the time of Joshua, Vehiba Alos HaKohanim, etc., Mitochayarden, Nitku Kapas Raglei HaKohanim, Alacharava, Vehiyashivu Me'ayarden, there nothing happened. Nothing special had to happen in order for the water to go back to the way it was. It just left the, it went to dry land, and boom, the Jordan went back to the way it was, Me'atzma. So dafka by Bnei Yisrael by Yitzis Mitzrayim, there was a bittul maimer. She inyan neis b'Torah, the inyan of a miracle in the Torah is not an inyan of a vizen kunsen, of showing tricks, not a neis. But rather a neis, she mechuvan l'dor haroe nisim, when it's mechuvan to a generation that sees miracles, the inyan is legalos l'lamed al toichen mesuyam u'lahakir es mehusa. To teach something very specific, and recognize the essence. What are we trying to recognize over here? A bittul of one of the maimaris. That's what's happening over here at Kriyas Yamsuf. From a vatal and maimer of all the water should be in one place. Because when the Jews again passed through the Jordan split like we find in Sefer Yeshua, there wasn't a bittul of the maimer, and therefore the water went back automatically to win. When the water split in the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, that was a bittul of the maimer of the yam, which water should all be in one place. And now, in order to bring it back to the way it was, we need a special pool of Moshe. And the reason at the Yarden we didn't need a special pool is because God already showed us, we already learned this inyan of bittul ha-ma'amaras at Kriyas Yamsuf, so we don't need to learn it again. So why then was this miracle happening? Just Letzarech Yisrael, we had to get over the Yarden. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu split the Yarden. But not to teach us this lesson of being mevatel one of the ma'amaras that we only learned in Kriyas Yamsuf. And therefore, it's considered Gemara Gulasim Shel Yisrael Dafka B'Kriyas Yamsuf, because it says Bereishis Bara Elokim, Shel Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. And this is Mizgala B'Yeter Seisu B'Yeter Eis, B'Yeter Oz, that the world was created for the sake of the Jewish people. And this is revealed when a complete mimer of the Bria is mevzbatel for the Jewish people. But if you just have a different formation of the compounds, that's not a bittel of etzem yisod habria. That's not mevatel, one of the foundations of creation. Just again, the way it's compounded, the way it's put together, that's what it's mevatel. But now it's not mevatel, the element, the etzim zach, the yisod, the shorish, the root. And the bittel ha-yisod shows that it's all for the Jewish people. Because when the Jewish people need it, we're mevatel a whole maimer. And that's the reason for Malchus Charo v'necha b'kayom v'nei Moshe. Gilui Malchus Shemayim was expressed more on the seventh night of Pesach than on Makas B'choros. Why? Because the Hakara Shebishvi Yisrael Nivra Olam is the Yisod of Gilui Malchus Shemayim Ba'olam. That everything was for the Jewish people, that we're the ones who recognize Hashem's Malchus. Chuscha Ruvenecha became Fnei Moshe. They saw your kingdom and you split the sea in front of Moshe. So here we understand. Now we understand why the Gemara Gulasim was dafka in the pool of Kriyas Yamsuf, because Kriyas Yamsuf has a mila that the Aseres Hamakas don't have, and that is that Kriyas Yamsuf was mevatel the Etzem HaMaimer, whereas the Aseres Hamakos were not mevatel the Maimer itself, just the how the Maimer is compounded, how it's put together, how it's formed. So it's a different formation. So therefore, that's the water, the blood changed to water, beseder, different formation, but it's not this bittul of the Etzem Maimer that only happened to Kriyas Yamsuf. Shows the greatness of the Jewish people in the Mela, that's Gemara Gulasenu, Advarim Nifloim. Now we're going to explain the inyan of Shem Shabbos HaGodol. Why is it called Shabbos HaGodol? So we have to know Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, Ve'eschel Legoi Godol, says She'omim Elokei Avram, Ve'agadlo Shemecha, etc. Ze She'omim Elokei Yaakov. So it says, I'll make you a great nation, that's the God of Abraham. Va'avarechecha is the God of Yitzchak, Va'agadlo Shemecha, and I'll make your name great, that's why we say Elokei Yaakov. God of Jacob is Avagadlo Shemecha. This is all a haftacha that was said to whom? To Avram. Now the whole shaychus of Knesset Yisrael to Avram Avinu is via Yaakov, whereas the shaychus of a ger is beseder hafuch. He's connected to Yaakov through Avram, because he's not one of the sons of the Avos. It's mikoch Av Hamon Goyim. The ger is mitzarif. Avram is called Av Hamon Goyim. The ger is mitzarif to the haftacha of Avagadlo Shemecha. Once he's a member of Av Amon Goyim, he's descended from Avraham, now he can also be Mitztarev, he can join also Vagad L'Shemecha, making him great, which is Elokei Yaakov, he can join Yaakov. In other words, it's going to come, Vagad L'Shemecha, make your name great, the Shem is going to come, even in a place, Shemitzar Atzmo, it's not Shaykh. The Agadla, that's what we say, Elokei Yaakov. In other words, Mitzar Atzmo, Ein Leben Avraham Ager, Kesher LeYaakov. He had no kesher to Yaakov, only mitzad midas ha-gedula. What's gedula? Gedula is hispashtus. When it spreads out, Yaakov spreads out. Yaakov spreads out all the way to Avram. Mitzad atzmo is not shaykh. So the midu, we have the midu of Yaakov, is agad l'shemecha. So he gets to Avram, the ger, Avam Angoyim, and then because of Yaakov's midu of agad l'shemecha, the ger also has shaykhus to Yaakov. That's the hispashtus of the godless of Yaakov. Now this is a big yisod. B'dinei kedusha, ein l'kadesh el adavar sheyesh bo mamish. Dina Kedusha only Makadi is something that has mamish, that has substance to it, mamashut. And that the heir of Eretz Yisrael is considered holy is only because the heir is Tafel Aretz. And on the Aretz, there's a Chalois Kiddush. The big Kiddush, we have to know this. There's no Kedusha unless there's a mamashus. There's no mamashus in the heir of Eretz Yisrael. The only way it gets Kedusha is via the land where there is a Chalois Kiddush. And also the Avira Hazar v'chadoyim. No mitzad atzmo in kedusha la'avir. So also the Avira of the Hazar in the base of Mikdash. Mitzad atzmo, there's no kedusha to the Avir. The truth is, if we ask ourselves, what's the dover that's most einbo mamish? We'd have to say time. Only mean we don't always think about this, but time mamish has no mamish. There's no mamushes to it. There's no form to it. There's no physical concrete form. It's Ein Bo Mamish. And therefore, how do we have an inyan of Kiddush Hazman? The answer is Shirak Mitzad Zeh Shekol Yom Iskari V'Holech Lachris HaYom. Only because every day brings us closer to the end of days. Shibazanase Kli L'Kiddushas Achris HaYom. And now this time is a kli for the Kedusha of Achrut Sayyam. Achrut Sayyamim has mamashis. The time now is bringing us closer to that place, so therefore there's Kedusha al-Azman. It says about the Tkuf of Achrut Sayyam, Lahanchil Oyev Ayesh. I'm going to give a nachala to those I love. Yesh, what is Yesh? Yesh is Yeshut. Siya Yeshut, that's the greatest level of reality. Etzem mitziyut mamashit. Kolomar ein bo mamish ye'aseh lemitziyut shel yeshut. This ein bo mamish will become a mitzius of being of concrete reality. And therefore, Shabbos is kodesh because it's me'ein olam haba. What's the kedusha of Shabbos come from? From me'ein olam haba. Me'ein olam haba is the hanchelo vayesh. That's mamashis. That's a concrete reality. The highest level of reality, of concrete reality, is the future. Asid Lavo, Mashiach comes. And the Meila, that of Knesset Yisrael, has the koach to be Makadish Yontiv, is a spashtus mikedusha Shabbos, Tchila Makori Kodesh. The beginning of Kedusha starts with Shabbos. The Kedusha of Yomtiv stems from Shabbos. That's all that he is sold for the Musig of Kedusha Sisman. Now, the Yomtiv Rishon of Knesset Yisrael, the first Yomtiv of the Jewish people, is Pesach. And therefore, how gevaldik is it? How gevaldik is it that Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol? Because for the first time we see this ispashtus. Again, Gedulah is ispashtus when it expands, when it spreads out. So the way the Kedusha comes to the Yom Tov is through Shabbos, this ispashtus. The first time this happened was when the Jewish people got Pesach. Therefore, Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. Because for the first time we have the ispashtus of Kedusha Shabbos into Kedusha Yom Tov. And Maran Rosh HaYeshiva adds that he felt this when he came to Eretz Yisrael. It was Shabbos Haaretz, Shavuos. So here we have Ein Bo Mamish, Zman, with the biggest Yesh Bo Mamish, Shabbos Haaretz. We have the seventh year being holy, but it connects to the land. So we have Shabbos, what we call Shabbos, and then there's Shabbos Haaretz. So that Shabbos comes, which is really in the realm of the abstract time, but Shabbos has a mamashis to it, and then you have Shabbos Haaretz, which mamish has a mamashis to it. We can see with our own eyes. All right, so Baruch Hashem, we learned some big yisodos, and we should be self to continue. Lomad ulam edlishon v'las and good health, prosperity. These very, very, very shaky times. We should all have Yeshua's mamashis. Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.